Chapter 8. The Engagement. When Morris came to the house the next day, Catherine was surprised to learn that the important thing Morris wanted to say was that they should become engaged. Although during the past week Morris had told her that he loved her, had even put his arm around her and kissed her, Catherine had not expected things to happen so quickly. Catherine's happiness was disturbed only by her fear that her father would disapprove of Morris. She didn't know what she would do then, and she hated the thought of arguing with her father.
"We must tell my father that we want to marry," Catherine said. "I'll speak to him first, tonight, because I think that daughters know how to persuade their fathers. You must speak to him tomorrow."
"You must be prepared for your father's disapproval," Morris said seriously. "Do you know the first thing he'll say to you? He'll tell you that I want to marry you for your money."
"Then I'll tell him that he's wrong," Catherine answered, "and that other men may be that way, but not you."
Morris gave Catherine a little kiss, then turned away from her and looked out of the window. "I'm sorry you're rich," he said sadly. "It will cause problems with your father."
"If that's the only reason you're sorry, you don't have to worry. Everything will be fine," Catherine said, more bravely than she really felt. "When we're married, we'll be very glad that we've got money."
Catherine paused for a moment and then asked seriously,
"Morris, are you very sure you love me?"
Morris immediately turned away from the window, went to Catherine and kissed her again.
"My dearest, do you doubt it? Promise me that you'll still want to marry me, even if your father tells you that he opposes it. Remember that you're an adult. You don't need your father's permission to get married."
Later that evening, Catherine heard her father come in the front door and go into his study. She sat quietly in the living room for about half an hour, her heart beating fast. Although she was nervous about talking to him, she finally knocked at the study door and went in. Her father was sitting in front of the fire, reading the newspaper and smoking a cigar.
"I've got something to tell you, Father," Catherine said as she sat down.
"I'll be very happy to hear it, my dear," said her father, closing his newspaper.
He looked at Catherine, but she was staring silently at the fire. Although he was curious and impatient, he was certain that she wanted to discuss Morris Townsend and decided to let her take her time. Finally, she said,
"I'm engaged to be married to Morris Townsend."
This was more than the doctor had expected, but he hid his surprise and smiled at her coldly. Catherine saw the angry expression in his gray eyes and stared at the fire again.
"When did you decide this?"
the doctor asked.
"This afternoon, when Morris was here," Catherine said.
"He should have spoken to me first," Dr. Sloper said. "That is how it is usually done."
"I know, Father, but I thought it would be best if I told you first. Morris is coming to speak to you tomorrow."
Dr. Sloper smoked his cigar silently for a few minutes and then said,
"You haven't known him for very long."
"That's true," Catherine agreed, "but it doesn't take long to like a person. I don't know why he likes me, but he does. I'm sure about that. And I like him very much, of course, or I wouldn't agree to marry him."
Dr. Sloper looked at Catherine seriously.
"I'm sorry to tell you that I'm not happy about your engagement," he said. "I know that you're an adult, but you should have spoken to me before agreeing to marry Mr. Townsend. I don't like him."
Catherine hesitated for a moment and then said quietly,
"That's what I was afraid of, and that's why I didn't speak to you about him earlier. Father, you hardly know him."
"True. I don't know him well, but neither do you," said Dr. Sloper. "You know only what he's chosen to show you."
"I know him better than I have ever known anyone," Catherine cried.
Then, remembering Morris's words, she added,
"You think that he wants me only for my money."
"I don't think that's the only reason he likes you," Dr. Sloper said calmly. "I do think, however, that your money is the principal thing he likes about you. Your Aunt Elizabeth told me that Morris spent his inheritance traveling round Europe. If he spent his own money in such an irresponsible way, I believe he'll do the same with yours.
Father, Morris's inheritance was very small, Catherine exclaimed.
That's the reason he shouldn't have spent it, her father said with a laugh, and stood up.
Realizing their conversation was at an end, Catherine also stood up. Her father embraced her and said,
Don't worry, my dear. When I see Mr. Townsend tomorrow, I'll be kind.
And Catherine, I'd like you to do me two favors. Please don't see him again after tomorrow, and don't tell anyone else you're engaged.